This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salawatullahi wa salamuhu ala nabiyihi al-kareem. Alayhi afdalus salatu wa atamu taslim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. My brothers and my sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is the 29th day of Ramadan, 1442, and it is Tuesday, May 1011. 2021. SubhanAllah, that just goes to, my brain, you know, at the end of Ramadan, my brain is just like shot, it's fried, subhanAllah. So it is Tuesday, May 11, 2021. And I'm in Canada, in Milton, alhamdulillah. And today we're going to be covering the 29th juz of the Quran. Here's an interesting question for some of you that are on. There's about 12 of you on right now, or 12 that could be families as well. How many of you feel that at the end of Ramadan, you're just mentally drained? Any of you feel that at the end of the month of Ramadan, you're mentally drained? I've been feeling that a lot in the last week, 10 days, subhanAllah, just making silly mistakes here and there. I was filling up the sugar the other day. So we have like a little sugar, you know, container and a big bag of sugar. So I was filling up the sugar, and I know some of you are going to say it's not healthy, but whatever. instead of taking the big bag of sugar and to pour it into that little, sugar container, I was about to pour the sugar into my coffee, like in the middle of the night. I was going to pour the bag of sugar into that, subhanAllah. And then what happened was I closed it and I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I was so lost, so confused. And subhanAllah, what I did was I took the sugar container instead of the big bag of sugar. I took the small thing and I went to put that away in the cupboard, right? The pantry cupboard, instead of putting the big bag of sugar away. And I was just like, subhanAllah, what's going on? Like, why am I doing this? And then even salah, sometimes, you know, just that level of focus and concentration. Yesterday, for example, you know, I was in Qiyam, and I told myself that I would recite a number of surahs, you know, a few pages of the Quran. And I ended up just reciting one and then going to rukur. And I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I knew exactly what I was going to recite in the first raka'ah, second raka'ah, and it's just like, subhanAllah. So, yeah. See, sister's complaining about her husband, you know, going crazy as well. I think we're all crazy, right? It's just, you know, exhaustion. Actually, it's been a long month, subhanAllah. It isn't as bad as compared to putting my tea inside the smaller sugar container. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. Oh no. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect your husband and your family. Keep all of you safe. Ameen. Okay, so we'll jump right into it. The 29th juz of the Quran. And as a reminder now, and I'll remind everyone later on as well, the Quranist quiz. So alhamdulillah, we are almost, done correcting the Quran quest quiz. And as of right now, I have no idea who is the winner. So I think day 10 still needs to be corrected. But that will be revealed on the day of Eid, as promised, right? We will reveal it on the day of Eid, and then we'll send out an email to the winners as well, and all the participants, so that they are aware of announcing it. So we're going to be announcing the winners on Thursday at 10 o'clock in the morning, inshallah ta'ala. At 10 o'clock in the morning, I'll be doing a live stream, just like an Eid day live stream, and also letting you know the Eid prayer at home if you want to pray with your family. I figured instead of, you know, waking up super early, pray the Eid prayer any time there in the morning. So, you know, most people would probably want to sleep in a little bit, 10 o'clock, inshallah, we'll do a little bit of a Eid speech or lecture, and then we will announce the winners, the top five winners for Quran Quest quiz, who is going to be winning that MacBook Air. Second and third prize will be winning, inshallah ta'ala, the iPads. And the fourth place will be the AirPod Pros, and fifth place will be AirPods, right? So alhamdulillah, whole lineup of Apple products. If you're not so much an Apple guy like me, alhamdulillah, you know, even if you get it, I mean, I'm pretty sure anyone would want to win an iPad or a MacBook. So alhamdulillah, you know, we're not going to be too picky on whether those prizes are suitable to our priority in terms of taste and likes. But alhamdulillah, it is what it is. So let's look at the 29th juz of the Quran. Please do remember to remind me at the end of today's session, when the majority of the people are on, to let them know that Thursday at 10 o'clock in the morning, we'll be announcing the winners. So Suratul Mulk, 29th juz. We took some lessons from Suratul Mulk last year. Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulk wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, alladhi khalaqa al-maut wal hayat liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in this world to test us and to allow us to go through certain hardships and also through certain times of ease. Everything we go through in life, it could even be the times of joy and happiness, all of that is for iman. And you know, when we think of test, we usually, when you use the word test, you know, this life is a test. People is meant to be hard and difficult because tests are hard and difficult. No, if you know the answer to the questions on your exam or your test, then the exam is actually not hard. It's not difficult. And if we studied hard enough, it was right, and we submitted to Allah, then that test would be super easy. So I take you back to the days when you used to write exams, if you're my age or older or even a little bit younger. You know, the days when we used to write exams either in school or university. Remember, subhanAllah, when I was a student in Medina, I think I shared this example with you last Ramadan as well. I used to go into my exams with just my pen and a backup pen in my pocket, right? So a pen and a... And I used to not bring my notes. Most of the students would be walking around with their notes, and you know, they spent the whole night awake, and they were like, you know, burning that midnight oil. Alhamdulillah, burning the midnight oil is something you do all the time. And then the night before an exam is not the night to burn the midnight oil. People misunderstand this. You're a student in university, or you're a student in high school, or in elementary school, or you're just a student in general, and you have exams coming up. Study hard in advance. Be strategic in the way that you spend your time studying. And the night before, and I learned this, alhamdulillah, when I was 13 years old. I remember specifically being told by my Quran teacher when I was 13 years old that you should study as hard as you can prior to the exams. But the night before the exam, you go to sleep. You go to sleep. Rest well. Why? Because the information is there. If you're going to cram the night before, you might feel confident that you have the information, but you're not retaining that knowledge long term, and you might make yourself super exhausted that you can't even answer those questions on the spot. Now, why talking about this? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Alladhi khalaqal mawta wal hayata liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu 'amala." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created death and life. Right? Death, as in we were nothing, we came into something, we will die, you know, we will die and leave this world, and we will be resurrected once again and stand before Allah in the true test. Now, that real test, this life is a test, but now we're basically answering those questions, standing before Allah, answering those questions. How did you live your life? What did you do? Where did you go? What did you earn? Where did you spend your money? How did you speak? How did you sleep? How did you eat? How did you walk? What did you look at? Where did you go? You know, who were you with? All of these questions, right? How did you use your feet? And how did you use your legs and your hands? And how did you use your eyes? And how did you use your ears? And how did you use your tongue? And how did you... SubhanAllah, so many things that we need to think of and be mindful of about that day that we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we took this ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, right? وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Be mindful, conscious, fear the day you return to Allah. Think of that moment. Will you be happy? Will you be satisfied? Will you be okay knowing that, okay, this is the condition that I'm returning to Allah. This is how I will stand before Him. Are we going to be happy and content at that point in time? And so, my brothers and sisters, when we think of the exam of life, if you are so well grounded in your deen, and you can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ways that He wants us to connect with Him. For example, the very first we will be asked about is our salah. Yesterday, subhanallah, Sheikh, right, when we were doing a live stream from the masjid last night, Sheikh Riyad was reminding us of the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know, Sister Zahra is requesting that we talk about what's going on in Palestine. I remind ourselves what Sheikh Riyad was talking about last night, right? I spoke about that, and then Sheikh Riyad was like, even greater, even, you know, the worst of the worst things to happen to us as human beings is the passing away of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what was he saying? That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was worried and concerned. Have the people prayed? Have they prayed their salah? And then he gave example of Umar radiallahu anhu, when Umar ibn al-Khattab was a khalifa, right? And it was the incident of his death, right? The stabbing of Umar ibn al-Khattab. He was stabbed, and how he would drink. And I remember when I was reading through this in our books when we were students in Medina, and he would drink, and what he would drink from his mouth would come out from his stomach. And he would drink something and it would come out from his stomach. You gave him water and it would come out. You gave him milk and it would come out. The test of life. And what was he worried about, Umar ibn al-Khattab? Have the people prayed? Because he was stabbed in the salah. Have the people prayed? Right? That was his concern. Have the people prayed? Have the Muslims prayed their salah? When you think of us today as Muslims, many of us are waiting for Ramadan to be over so that we don't have to stand at night and pray. If you were following the series of Sheikh Umar Sulaiman, when he was talking about, just the other night, he was talking about Ihya al-Layl, about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Qiyam, the night prayer, tahajjud prayer, right? And how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made sure that the people would wake up at night and pray. And he would go and he would listen to some recitation at night when they were praying. And you could hear them recite at night as well, which means they were reciting out loud. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu was known for reciting out loud. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was known for reciting out loud. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was known for reciting out loud. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked his home, and they would hear the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam weeping and crying in his prayer, reciting sometimes one ayah over and over. That one ayah, just reflecting over it. In what? In salah. And so when we think of prayer, the compulsory prayers are there for us, my brothers and sisters, as a way to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout our day. Those of us who have worked labor jobs, right? Hard labor, where you're tired, you're exhausted. You start early in the morning, and by lunchtime, your body is physically exhausted. I remember, subhanAllah, working sometimes like that, and we would go up to, you know, the lunchroom, and you take your sajada, and then you put it down, and you say, Allahu Akbar, and you go into ruku', and ruku' felt like relief on some of your joints and your back. And then you go into sajda, And you're like, oh, alhamdulillah. You're like, oh, this is so soothing, so good. And then you sit up, right? You sit up in between what you sit and the other sajda. And then in the second raka'ah or the fourth raka'ah, when you sit and you complete your salah, oh, it's so comforting and soothing to the body. The salah itself, feel it as though comfort to our body. So first off, what are we doing wrong here? Well, maybe we're not working hard enough. Or maybe we're sleeping too much. Because a person might say, but the nature of I'm sitting down, like I don't get physically exhausted. Mentally, yes. But it means that mental satisfaction as well, right? That sakina and tranquility. Salah does that. Prayer, namaz, call it what you want. Prayer, namaz, salah, right? And of other words that are used in other countries, right? You know, that salah, prayer, is so important. If you're the type of person who's stressed out of your mind and your work just adds more stress, then pray. If you're the type, you know, your body becomes physically drained because of the work that you do, then pray. And find that tranquility in your prayer, in your salah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to mention that the salah is a coolness of his eyes, or to his eyes. Right? Especially being in sajda. And so now, when we go back to that we started with, تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He created that life and death and so on for us to be tested. Even the times of joy are tests. The times of financial glory is a time of test. And the times of hardship is a test. But my brothers and sisters, tests don't need to be hard. As in, they don't need to be something that's... If we are prepared enough for the exam of life, then the test of this life will be easy. And we will enjoy it. And we will find ease in it. And we will find happiness in it. And you probably found it in this month of Ramadan, where you felt connected to Allah to the point that nothing else really matters. The pandemic doesn't matter. The arguments with the family don't matter. Children and their nonsense don't matter. The strain of, you know, dealing with people and society doesn't matter. The financial aspect of life, it's okay, we'll live off less. Baraka, 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 more baraka. You probably sensed the baraka in your wealth this month of Ramadan. And if you didn't, we'll work harder next year. Set that goal that I want to feel baraka in my wealth throughout the month of Ramadan. And next year, inshallah ta'ala, because Ramadan is in tax season, you'll have a nice tax return. So you'll feel the baraka. You'll feel the baraka of your actions, right? This is a lighthearted joke that I had to throw in there. Okay, so lots of things are mentioned there. Surah Al-Mulk, Surah Al-Qalam, right? Noon, Al-Qalami, Wama Yastarun, Al-Haqa, Nuh, Surah Nuh. Beautiful surah. We covered some of it last year. That's going through that again. Surah Al-Jinn. Jinn will leave for next year. We need to prepare you, right? We need to prepare you to talk more about the jinn. Okay, so next year, inshallah, maybe we'll focus a little bit more on the jinn. And then Surah Al-Muzammil Al-Muddathir, beautiful surahs of the Quran, beautiful, powerful, powerful lessons, especially right at the beginning, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts, Ya ayyuhal muzammil, qumil layla illa qaleela. نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا إنا سنلقي عليك قولا ثقيلا إن ناشئة الليل هي أشد وطئا ومقيلا إن لك في النهار سبحا طويلا واذكر اسم ربك وتبتل إليه تبتيلا. These are beautiful surahs of the Quran. Find what you love of the Quran and recite from it. These are from some of the surahs that I love. Or some of the ayat, I should say, of the Quran that I love. Surah Al-Muzammil, one of my favorites, you know, since I was a child. And then the next one as well, Surah Al-Muddathir. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Surah Al-Muzammil, get up, pray, use the night. And then in Surah Al-Muddathir, get up, warn, call the people. Right?
Ya ayyuhal muddathir.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is covered up, right? He's covered up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls him out. You know, you're laying in bed, you're covered blanket, you're underneath that beautiful, alhamdulillah, that comforter, that duvet, and you're laying on your pillow, and it's so cozy.
Ya ayyuhal muddathir.
Are you al-muddathir? Yes, I'm wrapped up. Allah's calling me. Wait a second. What is it? Ya Allah, what is it? What do you need?
Qum fa'anthir.
Subhanahu wa ta'ala says, arise and warn the people.
ربك فكبر,
and you know, revere or glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praise is usually hamd, glory is you know, tasbih. You know, revere your Lord. Call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but mention His name out loud. And this is what day of Eid, right? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And we don't care if the neighbors are like, what is this strange thing you're saying? Because we tell them. It's not that we don't care. We want them to know. We want them to hear. We want them to ask, what are you saying? Allahu Akbar. Right?
La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd.
Subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal muddathir. You're laying down, wrapped up, right? You're cozy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially after the revelation of the Quran.
Qum fa'anthir.
Get the people, let them know. Explain Islam, show Islam, talk to people about Islam, express the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to them. Let them know what's within the Quran. Show people that you groom yourself because of Islam. You speak nicely because of Islam. You give sadaqah because of Islam. You acquire degrees in university and higher levels of education because of Islam. You learn online and familiarize yourself with aspects of this world without even needing a degree because of Islam, right? You clean your home because of Islam. You drive a nice car because of Islam. You to others because of Islam. You eat healthy because of Islam. You exercise because of Islam. You know, everything that you do is because of Islam, because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask, why do you say this? Takbirat. Because of Allah, because of Islam. So Allah says, وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. Go out there and let people know who Allah is.
وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ.
And purify those clothing you wear. Purify, make sure it's nice and you look good. Be presentable when you're expressing, when you're showing Islam to others. When you're conveying the message, when you're delivering an invitation to someone else to be just like you, you want them to be like you. How? Like, if you go online and, you know, Instagram, the world of Instagram, right? And, you know, you see pictures of people. Which types of people do you wish to be like? the one that is tattooed from top to bottom, that's covering their body and not happy with themselves. They're not happy with themselves. There's something within them that there's a void they're trying to feel. The celebrities that constantly need to be being themselves, right? So-called celebrities that constantly need to be posting about themselves. This is my coffee. This is the straw. I'm using a paper straw today, right? You know, this is what I'm wearing. This is where I'm going. This is who I'm with. This is what I'm doing, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِرْ. Right? If our clothing are nice and we look presentable and we smell good and we have the perfume on and our mouth is smelling good, alhamdulillah, when people see us, they won't even need to hear from us. They don't even need to speak to us. They will look at us and say, those people, awesome. Right? Just like you see in a sports car, awesome. You see someone dressed in like a beautiful suit or, you know, some nice dress or something that you like, awesome. Right? That's amazing. I want that. I want that for me. I want to be just like that. The believer should be like that, not because we're trying to grab the attention of others, but because we're showing that this is the way that you submit to Allah. This is one of the ways that you submit to Allah. And when you submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this way, people admire it. They wonder, what is so good about this person? And why do they do this for their Lord? What is the purpose? وَالرُّجْزَ فَهْجُرْ. Continue to shun the idols, right? No, this is wrong. No, we don't put our trust in anyone or anything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَمْنُوا تَسْتَكْثِرْ. Do not do a favor expecting more in return. Don't do things for other people expecting something from them in return. Do for the sake of Allah. And only for the sake of Allah. And Allah will reward you abundantly. وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ. And persevere for the sake of your Lord. Have that patience for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the surah continues, and we're going to jump to the next one, insha'Allah ta'ala. Okay, we'll jump to Surah Al-Insan, insha'Allah ta'ala. Surah Al-Insan, there are verses for us in it, another beautiful surah of the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins this surah, talking about us as human beings. Bismillahir Rahmanir الرحيم. هل إنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة أمشاج نبتليه فجعلناه سميعا بصيرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is there not a period of time when each human is nothing yet worth mentioning? For indeed, we alone created humans from a drop or a droplet of mixed fluids in order to test them. Inna khalaqna al-insana min nutfatin amshaj nabtalihi. A test, once again. Faja'alnahu sami'an basira. To test them, so we made them hear and see. Inna hadayna. We already showed them the way, whether they choose to be grateful or they choose to be ungrateful. Indeed, we have prepared for the disbelievers chains, shackles, and a blazing fire. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ يَشْرَبُونَ مِنْ كَأْسٍ كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا كَافُورًا. Indeed, the virtuous, those who are righteous, those who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, virtuous will have a drink of pure wine, flavored with camphor. عَيْنًا يَشْرَبُ بِهَا عِبَادُ اللَّهِ يُفَجِّرُونَ. From a spring where Allah's servants will drink, flowing at their will. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
يوفون بالنذر ويخافون يوما كان شره مستطيرا.
They are those who fulfill their vows and fear a day of sweeping horror. Submission to Allah. We say we're believers, we submit to Allah in the ways Allah wants us to submit.
ويطعمون الطعام على حبه مسكينا ويتيما
and give food despite their desire it to the poor, miskeen, ويتيم, and the orphan, وأسير, and the captive. And they say to themselves,
إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? They give food despite their desire for it. They want to eat that food, but they give it to someone else. They want to have that food, but they allow someone else to have it. Who? Those who are in need, from the poor, the orphan, the captive. The captive? Yes, the captive. As Muslims, take care. And this was something that was seen during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. If someone was a prisoner of war, taken captive, they were looked after, they were fed, they were clothed, they were protected. They lived in the homes of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They even lived in the homes of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Subhanallah. Treated like a human being. Not treated like a slave, not treated like garbage, not treated like waste, not treated like, you know, someone deserving of being abused and oppressed. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those who give them food. And they say to themselves, نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ, that we feed you only for the sake of Allah. We don't need reward in it. Right?
Seeking neither reward, no thanks for you, from you. لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا.
Subhanallah. Amazing, right? When you think of it. And I'm going to remind you once again. If you're on Instagram or you're wherever you are, you know, go to my Instagram bio. I've posted it on Facebook as well. You know, I'm trying to reach a goal to feed children, alhamdulillah, for the whole year. Feeding and educating children, primarily this year we're focusing on some Bangladesh and in Malaysia. So my brothers and sisters, especially orphan children or children who come from very, very poor families, we're trying to feed those children and feed their families as well. So you can go to the link there at, you know, we've exhausted our pockets throughout this month of Ramadan, but hey, it's the last day. Insha'Allah ta'ala, today, tomorrow, right? The last few moments throughout this month of Ramadan that we have to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking out extra reward, extra bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why not do it? And be from amongst those who Allah mentions here will drink from the wine that is flavored with camphor that flows in front of them, the spring that is produced and granted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who were obedient to Allah. And these are the people who give food, not expecting anything in return. You give to those children, they don't even know who you are. And we shouldn't even want them to know who we are. We will continue to look after them, take care of them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِن رَبِّنَا يَوْمًا عَبُوسًا قَمْطًا.
They will also say and continue to say, we fear from our Lord a horribly distressful day. A day that we will stand before Allah.
Allah will ذلك اليوم ولقاهم نظرة وسرورا.
So Allah will deliver them from the horror of that day and grant them radiance and joy.
جزاهم بما صبروا جنة وحريرا.
And reward them for their perseverance with a garden in paradise and garments of... Allahu Akbar! Don't we want this now? Don't we want this now? And I've given you the option. I've given you the ability to do that for children in particular. Children around the world who are in need. So don't say that I didn't convey the message, right? We just finished hearing, Ya ayyuhal muddathir qum fa'andhir wa rabbaka fakabbir wa thiyabaka fatahir wa rujza fahjur wa la tamnum tastakthir wa li rabbika fasbir. Right? So we have every option set in front of us. Do we want to be from amongst those who are dressed in garments of silk? Allahu Akbar. Right? In gardens of paradise. And listen what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about us.
مُتَّكِئِينَ فِيهَا عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ لَا يَرَوْنَ فِيهَا شَمْسًا وَلَا زَمْهَرِيرًا.
There they will be reclining on canopied couches, right? Like a beautiful sofa. And it is said that they will be in these hollowed out pearls. Pearls that are huge and hollowed out, right? And you'll be shaded underneath it, never seeing scorching heat or bitter cold. You know how sometimes we expect the weather to be nicer now and we go outside and we're like, ooh, it's still cold, I need my winter coat. Right? Or you go outside and you're like, whoa, it's super hot, and you get sunburnt. Remember last year on the day of Eid, we got sunburnt. Big time sun when we had the drive-through. Right? We got super, super sunburnt. And by the way, our masjid will be doing a drive-through again this year, inshallah ta'ala, on Thursday at 12 o'clock noon. Inshallah ta'ala at ICCM. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَدَانِيَةً عَلَيْهِمْ ظِلَالُهَا وَذُلِّلَتْ قُطُوفُهَا تَذْلِيلًا.
The garden's shade will be right above them, and its fruit will be made very easy to reach.
طَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِآنِيَةٍ مِّن فِضَّةٍ وَأَكْوَابٍ كَانَتْ قَوَارِيرًا. قوارير من فضة قدروها تقديرا ويسقون فيها كأسا كان مزاجها زنجبيلا عينا فيها تسمى سلسبيلا.
الله أكبر. Those people of paradise. And what was mentioned about them? All they did was, subhanAllah, you know, submit to Allah, feed people. They will be waited on with silver vessels and cups of crystals. You feed someone in dunya a biryani. And I know when we're fasting, we say, hey, Dawood, don't diss the biryani. I'm not dissing it. The biryani tastes like gold in this dunya on the days that you're fasting, right? The shawarma and the kabsa, Allahu Akbar, the kabsa, right? And the mandi, oh. The mandi with the red shatta, Allahu Akbar, right? Tastes like gold. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us when we give that to others and we wait for the meal from Allah in paradise. They will be waited on with silver vessels and cups of crystal. Crystalline silver. Filled precisely as desired. What you want to taste from that drink, you will taste. And they will be given a drink of pure wine, flavored with zanjabil, with ginger. فيها تسمى سلسبيلا. From a spring there that is called سلسبيل. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
ويطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون. إذا رأيتهم حسبتهم لؤلؤا منثورا.
Be waited on by eternal youth, by these young helpers. If you saw them, you would think they were scattered pearls. So awesome, just right? Imagine you just take pearls, like a necklace, and you cut it. They're just there. And it's so awesome. It sounds awesome. It's amazing. I know people like, no, it's not awesome. You're losing wealth. No. Just forget about the monetary aspect of it. Just scattered pearls. Allahu Akbar. Right? Amazing. And Saima, you're asking, where do you find the link? I have it on my bio on Instagram. So if you go to my Instagram, you'll find it there. Or I've posted it on Facebook, and inshallah, later on, I'll try and post it as well. But if you go to my Instagram, you'll see it in my bio. Okay? The link is in my bio. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you'll have these youth. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا. And if you looked around, you will see indescribable bliss and a vast kingdom. You know, like you go to the most amazing place of this earth and you just look around and you're like, man, I don't want to go back home. I don't want to leave this scenery. I want to take this in, and I want to park my house right on the edge of this mountain and just have this scenery for the rest of my life. You know, that's how we feel as human beings. We just want that. But imagine in Jannah, you get that, right? You get that. عَالِيَهُمْ ثِيَابُ سُنْدُسٍ خُضْرٌ وَإِسْتَبْرَقٌ وَحُلُّوا أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ فِضَّةٍ وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا. The virtuous will be dressed in garments of fine green silk and rich brocade and adorned with bracelets of silver, and their Lord will give them a purifying drink. So Allah keeps mentioning food and clothing and enjoyment and happiness over and over. He just keeps bringing it up, right? Just keeps bringing it up. Why? Because when you sacrifice from this dunya, Allah gives you so much in the akhirah, and you never get tired of it. Inna hadha kana lakum jazaa'an wa kanakum mashkura. And they will be told, all this is surely reward for you. Your striving has been appreciated. Your struggles, your sacrifice, your submission to Allah has been appreciated. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Inna nahnu nazzala alayka al-Qur'ana tanzila fasbir li hukmi rabbika wa la tuti' minhum athira. Indeed, it is we who have revealed the Quran to you, to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in stages. So be patient with your Lord's decree, and do not yield to any evildoer or staunch disbeliever from among them. Always remember the name of your Lord morning and evening. وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَاسْجُدْ لَهُ وَسَبِّحْهُ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا. And prostrate before him during part of the night, and glorify him night and day, right? Glorify him long at night, right? Laylan tawila. Inna haulai yuhibbun al-ajilata wa yadharuna wara'ahum yawman thaqila. Surely those, as in the mushrikun, the pagans, those that worship the idols, love this fleeting world. They love this world so much. So all the things Allah just mentioned of the hereafter and what we'll receive in the hereafter, Allah Ta'ala mentions that to have our hearts attracted to the akhirah and to give up from the dunya. But those who prefer this dunya and prefer not worshipping Allah, they prefer this. So surely those pagans love this fleeting world, totally neglecting a weighty day ahead of them, forgetting about the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect us and will stand before Him. نَحْنُ خَلَقْنَاهُمْ وَشَدَدْنَا أَسْرَهُمْ وَإِذَا شِئْنَا بَدَّلْنَا أَمْثَالَهُمْ تَبْدِيلًا. It is indeed we created them and perfected their physical form, but if we will, we can easily replace with others. Inna hadhihi tadhkira. Surely this is a reminder. فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا. So let whoever wills take the right away. sorry, take the right way to their Lord, right? Whoever wills take the right way to their Lord. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. But you cannot will to do so unless Allah wills. And indeed, Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. يُدْخِلُ مَن يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ. Whoever he wills into his mercy. وَالظَّالِمِينَ أَعَدَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. As for the wrongdoers, he has prepared for them a painful punishment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best of this akhirah and what it has to offer, and the best of this dunya, and be patient with what we have within it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from every single one of us throughout this month of Ramadan and grant us complete and full pardoning of our sins. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who He has freed from the fire, who are free from it, and who are pretty safe, and who will stand on the Day of Judgment without a reckoning and will enter into paradise. Ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan wa barakallahu fikum. We'll see all of you tomorrow. And remember, my brothers and sisters, that at 10 o'clock on 10 a.m. Thursday morning, we will announce the winners of the Quran Quest quiz. So please do tune in Thursday morning at 10 a.m. Insha'Allah ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakumullahu khayran wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim.